checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
It's their phone.
Sensory. Meridian response.
What up, juggalos?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
Eyes can't.
Awesome.
Like a machine chain.
What's going on here?
Action going on in here.
Never surrender.
Don't sit down and shut.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on.
Go.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
What a sexist.
What? Your humongous on his feet.
I saw at least 4 feet of his head.
Wow.
Oops.
That can happen. Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
To tase me.
Driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
Shut up, all the parents.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a swing.
He's not a fighter. He's
in the missing.
Yanked off it. Following some questionable remarks.
Well, I don't get the right man called.
Ambient tone.
I was offended.
Draws his audience at the extent
of our sent me a nude selfie.
Just again.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel started laughing at me at the collar with a
funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Art.
You're incompetent. You
don't
know.
Don't tell me. Calm down.
Oh, damn.
Where can I get the marijuana?
Excuse me?
What's my book?
I'm about as politically correct as your perverted turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for employee of the month? Doesn't matter. I still won.
What? Is this evil?
Idiot.
The word.
Chug-a-maloo, connect. Habaloo, commit. Goodbye to Texas University of Texas. Good luck to them dudes. Hey. Mm-hmm. They is the boys who knows how the eyes of Texas you. Yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like hell.
Oh.
Goodbye to Texas. Now for the Aggies. Look here. Chicken do. Let's go. Hick it up. What in the world did that mean?
It's Elliot in the morning. Your phone.
phone number for everything. 866-6-2-L-6-2-3-5-5. Say, hello, hello. Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good. Who are you going to go with on the 10? Like,
well, you know who you're really ring.
His face is family. The
Alexander
the
Hamilton.
Hamilton, rather, who's getting booted off.
Roach's president.
Is that the one that he's obsessed with? Yeah. But he'll get over that. I'm not going to wait because Roach is going to get up. I want it to be somebody cool.
Like?
Well, I don't know. That's been the problem. Go-tos, which are Rosa Parks. I'm out after that. Oh, Amelia Earhart.
Mm-hmm. Didn't when they were 20, didn't Harriet Tubman win?
Man, I want somebody cool.
Cool?
I want some. Well,
do something.
No.
Memorable.
Yes, and they're all good. But it's like, I want something fresh. I want something different.
What's Abraham?
Now I get on that bandwagon, but clearly you would put on the $10 bill. But that, I mean, that's huge for the first time in forever. It can't be sack itself a coin.
No, or like Susan B.
Nobody knows who she is. But like, part of me kind of wants it to be somebody not out of the, like, I want it to be, obviously, don't you want it to be somebody like out of the, or sports?
Personally, I'm like, towards someone from the future.
That's ridiculous. You can't
but
do that.
But if you're gonna go historical.
No, I meant or Parks, or Eleanor Roosevelt. Like, that's all fine and dandy. I want it to be somebody, I want somebody out of a, like a whole different, like ballpark.
Give me an example. I don't know exactly who.
Who's the most decorated female athlete of all time in the U.S.? But they would never do that.
Oh, you put like FloJo on the 10.
Well, that's made a difference. Well, they did they paved the way for females. Like, I'd be into that.
Who won that poll? Who finished runner up and third?
Wasn't it Rosa Parks?
I just know Harriet Tubman won.
I thought it was $20. Rosa Parks, and I might. Oh no, it's got to be a. Oh, because I was.
Let's stick with a man.
No, but I. Who's the version of Jackie Robinson? And I don't think it'd be the first black woman
breaking the color barrier.
No, not the color. Who's the pioneer of female sports? I keep thinking Abby. But that you can't. They're not going to give it to Abby. Why not? She'd be awesome. Awesome. I thought, well, if not Abby, then maybe you put Mia on there. But they're not going to do Mia either. With me?
No, it doesn't need to be an athlete.
How about somebody
the
out
first
of the arts?
Woman?
It's going to be only.
Okay, first slash
like
only. Whatever
go
it is.
And redo the 20, the 5, the 1, and the 100.
Don't give that to an athlete.
I would if they were changing it to a different.
Then why isn't Jackie Robinson on one?
We're actually presidents, not it's Diane.
Mostly
a president, but he's on the 100.
Who's the greatest time?
No, because we already have an inventor. We already have Ben. I want it to be out of like. I'd coming out of the arts with
like music or like painting.
No,
or?
Painting. You can't even name a painter. What are they going to do? Give you like
Georgia O'Keeffe.
George O'Keefe. Nobody would know what that.
Eleanor Roosevelt and Rosa Parks and Wilma Mankin finalists.
That's not gonna. You can't put Wilma on there. Wilma Flintstone. You could. That comes out of the arts.
Or the other Wilma. Or the other Wilma.
Oh. Nice. Don't you want somebody out of the arts? Don't you want him to be completely different?
What's wrong with Rosa Parks?
No problem with Rosa Parks.
I like Tubman. The people already spoke.
Yeah.
Why not go with that?
Well, because if it was, they would have already said it's going to be her. Clearly, the Treasury doesn't want it to be Harriet.
Well, that was
Harriet
for the
Tubman.
20. Remember, that was the campaign to change
it. To the 10. And
I don't think this was an unofficial thing. Let's test out.
That was just like some change.org
thing.
It
wasn't like a government.
Right. Okay,
government
so
sanction.
But they're the ones that convinced the Treasury. It was such a big push.
Right.
Kind
of got everything going.
Hand of the government.
Yeah, so let's do something fun.
Okay, Linda Petty Hovey.
You know what's funny? Because then I was like, oh, Linda Perry's a pretty interesting. But don't get out of the arts.
No.
Who was the first woman Supreme Court justice?
Is it Sandra Day O'Connor?
I think it was. Why not her? Hey, that's groundbreaking.
But
it's not fun.
It's like,
but it's
Tucker
groundbreaking.
Said, go vote, it said.
Yeah, but then, like, you're still looking then. Just come out and go, we're going with Harriet Tubman. If they've already done the vote, then do the vote.
Well, now you're turning it into, like, the Mosul person, like, on Time Magazine.
Oh, I already know who Time's Person of the Year is going to be. I can't think of the name of the goddamn. Who just won the big
American
big
Pharaoh.
American Pharaoh.
Big
yeah.
Brown.
That's your Person of the Year. That'll be it. Absolutely.
No.
Yes.
Too early in the year. But I'm saying, but it's too early in the year.
What else is going to happen for the remainder of the year that's going to be bigger than that?
Probably nothing.
Probably, right.
Things will happen that will make that go.
No. American of the Year. Time's Person of the Year is going to be American Pharaoh. Has to be. Yeah. What else?
Okay, people care about the Triple Crown.
Had the highest ratings that they've had.
Ooh, for horse racing.
Yeah, that's big.
Oh, did it beat the NBA?
Go up against the NBA final.
Apples and oranges.
It really is.
Horses and basketball.
It really is.
No.
You can't compare the two. If that's the case, you may as well put Floyd Mayweather on it.
You can't go on the cover for Time's Person of the Year. Because it's just not that important.
They put a mirror on the cover in American Pharaoh.
We all think more than the horse.
I'm not more important than... I wish I were more important than American Pharaoh. So write that down, because you'll... damn, Elliot, you were so prescient. All right, you'll at least give me... It'll be SI Sportsman of the Year.
Okay. Maybe.
No, definitely. Number one.
You still got 6 months.
Nothing will happen in sports that'll be bigger than that. The Person of the Year. Can I get back to the 10, though?
Go ahead.
Oh, so you don't want the horse...
I'd argue for it. I'd like that more than half the names you hear thrown around, but I want... Like, I think that would be... That would be awesome.
There's all the ridiculous missions.
Linda Petty. Oh, hells yeah!
Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, Tyler.
That's ring announcer Josh.
Hold on, line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Perfect deal, my opinion. Put this.
Oh, you know what? That's pretty good. That's not bad. It's bad.
I mean, what's more American than, you know, Betsy Ross? You know, if they want to put the female on it.
And, well, yeah.
Listen, but anyway.
Jesus, they gave him the right where y'all want.
But aren't they not doing, did I hear right, they're not going to do, hey, thank you, sir, that's a good submission. If they're going to do it.
Is there time?
Well, did I hear, though, it's not all.
Yeah, I believe they're sharing the 10.
That's
the same
great.
Bill.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not like they're trying to remove Hamilton.
No new ones.
Oh, new ones will also have Hamilton on
it. Oh,
okay. Yeah. So it'll be like 75% Hamilton, 25% Betsy Ross. Yeah.
75-20-20, split it.
Yeah, maybe it'll be 50-50. I heard that they were still going to do, he's not going away. Mm. Betsy Ross isn't bad. I'm surprised I didn't think of that.
Because you're still thinking in art.
Nobody in the arts. Or sports. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, for sports, how about Babe Dietrichson Zaharias? Babe Dietrichson Zaharias is back in the 40s, she was one of the first female golfers. Of getting cancer and dying.
You can't
was a big thing topical around now.
You can't put golf on there. If you're going to put golf,
you want the art. The arts. I think you're have to go any higher than Beyonce.
They're going to put Beyonce on the cover of the $10 bill.
Say 10.
it's the same number left. That kind of works out nicely. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello? Yeah, hi. Hi, who's this?
From Richmond.
Hey, what's going on, Justin?
How about Ronda Rousey?
Nobody's going to take this seriously.
You sports.
Okay, but it's got to be.
This is brainstorming, man. Just throw it, see what sticks.
No, may as well do A-Rod. You can't. No, it has to be somebody. Yes, Ronda Rousey, but she's not. The answer is trying to justify.
Too soon.
Not even too soon. What's ground? I need. No, that's not going to work. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, yes. Speak for your people.
Well, as far as athletes go, I agree with the gentleman who said Babe Dietrichson, but also more recent, if you're going Olympian, Jackie Joyner Kerr, but
can't
for the
her.
Arts,
yes.
Lucille Ball.
Awesome. And by the way, I just read the Meltzer is not here today to talk about I Am Lucille Ball because it'll be out next month. I totally would go with that. Fantastic.
I'm a huge, huge Lucy fan. As a matter of faceplate says Desi Lou number one.
But, you know what? Wow. God damn it, you're the one because I wanted that. I got Desi Lou.
No, you're such an ass.
Wow.
So wait, your license plate really is Desi?
Yeah, I ordered it. Actually ordered it before she passed away. This is how long I've had it and got it after she passed away.
Has it been dead since like the 80s?
Actually, 90s.
Do you have like Vegemita Midas?
Vitamita Vegemin.
Do you have those bumper stickers on?
No. To top it off, next to my Lucy license plate, I'm ready for Hillary bumper stickers.
I
swear I didn't see you.
You one of the people leading the protest to get rid of the scary Lucy statue when they had to move that?
No. I've things in life to deal with.
Come on, now that's ridiculous.
I've already got my kid Lou too.
I'm trying to visit in a clubs in every state.
the idea of Lucy on the cover or the $1 bill, that's not bad. I would go for it because they would do is just think of her. Ethel, whatever it is, that's all they would think of. But no, that's not bad. Oh, somebody has their license plate. Oh, goddamn, that's awesome.
There's a whole community of people with Lucy license
plates. You know, female head of studio.
CEO that employed her in Hollywood. She turned around and bought RKO.
Yeah,
and then
she
it
sure
became
did.
Desi Lou, right?
Desi Lou
it
production.
Became Desi Lou, and then Sunny called. Producing a show called Star Trek.
She did Star Trek. She did Mission Impossible, and I think she did.
And the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Wow.
Yeah, she produced all of those.
Oh my god! I didn't know that.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Okay, you know way too much. Good. I like that. I like that submission. That's really good.
Okay. Cool.
All right. I'm gonna write that down.
You guys are the best. You make my day every day. Thank you.
Kind of you. That's very kind of you. Hi, Elliot. In the morning. Good morning. Hello? Very loud where you are. Probably can't hear me.
He's
Thank
following
you.
Desi Lou.
Oh, I wish I could come from, because now all I want to do is play spot the license plate. Oh, that's awesome. All right, let me do that down. Lucille won. We'll go. Who was two? Betsy Ross I kind of like. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see. Or Farrah. Farrah could still be good. That could be good. I'm going to go Abby.
Oh, Abby. Right.
Abraham.
A lot of stuff that we got to get to today. Take a quick break. We'll come back, lay everything.
Elliot in the Morning presents Lollapalooza all week long. Elliot in the Chicago for Lollapalooza 2015 at Grant Park. Metallica, Florence and the Shakes, and so many more. Listen to EITM all week and you can win. Five trips. We'll take care of your airfare, hotel, and give you VIP tickets to the show. You enjoy Palooza with your guests. Ask the info. Go to facebook.com/EITM online. Travelpalooza.com. Palooza 2015. A trip a day. All week long in the morning.
Like us on Facebook. Interact at facebook.com/XL102.
From Nissan of Richmond. Authorities on scene of a stalled vehicle, 95 southbound, just before the Marty Street. Early morning collision, 95 northbound. Problems on Chip and M288 Expressway. Also in the clearing stages of collision, Commerce Road at Bells Road.
This report is brought to you by Reebok Spartan Race. Reebok Spartan Race is 22nd to Wintergreen Resort. Reebok Spartan Race, voted the best obstacle course race in the world. Visit Spartan.radio10 and save $10. Spartan Race, challenge accepted.
Best Vehicle Wheel Sales Event on Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest lot in at our brand new location just a quarter mile past Shortcut Mall on West Broad Street. Over 7,000 pre-owned vehicles. Now get up to 14 grand off Silverados and Sierras, up to 3 grand off Equinox and Terrain, 5 grand off all Malibus. For financing for 72 months, plus 2 grand off all 2015 Camaros. You can make just 2 grand off Chevy Tahoe, up to 6 grand off, up to 6,500 off wallet while saving some cold hard cash. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick driver.
All discounts based on MSRP. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. No money down and $13.88 per thousand financed on Camaros. With approved credit.
Our biscuits aren't made. That cabinet you still haven't assembled because the instruction manual is written in a code Swedish embassy to crack. No, our biscuits are made from scratch. Biscuits wake up at the crack of dawn and transform buttermilk and flour for a golden brown mound of hot buttered biscuit. Get two made from scratch biscuits for $3.50 only at Hardee's for a limited time, participation included.
The competition's too busy filling Ram. More people are switching. Ram trucks were voted best in class with fuel economy. 29.99 MPG highway. Ram drive and discover event for yourself. Visit RichmondRamTrucks.com for the nearest dealer.
This is Freddie. Freddie's the father of four young boys.
They're good at being vicious.
That's why Freddie does not enjoy
doctor's office. They tipped over the fish tank and may have chewed a hole in the wall.
Proud moment. That Great Clips has online check-in, so frazzled Freddie can check salon wait times and add the boy names to the list at Great free app. So Great Clips will be waiting for them, not the other way around.
They need to get to my phone.
Precious little savages. Gonna be great.
For an AC on max kind of day. For your car battery, it's a struggle in the scorching heat kind of day. Zone today for a free check and make sure it's up to the task. At the very least, it'll give your battery a break while we take care of the A-nets.
I love my car. You and me, we've come so far. Whoa, love my car. And I think my lucky stars.
Give Check City a try. Virginia's trusted financial resource for over 25 years now offers title loans up to $25,000. It only takes about 15 minutes to get the cash you need. Get the cash. Keep the car.
Right now, Verizon is next. Plus 10 gigs of Yeah, 10 gigantic gigs for $80 per month, plus taxes and fees. And 15 smartphone lines. That's more data than you want. Now also get $300 or more when you trade in your smartphone and buy a new one. Who would numbers and the only network that roots speed, call, data, and reliability. So you never have to settle for second or third. Save without settling today. Get $300 or more when you trade in your smartphone and buy a new one. Stop by select Verizon stores on the largest, most reliable 4G network. Hashtag never settle. Verizon. New 4G smartphone edge activation and port-in required. $300 offer equals $100 trade-in credit. Bill credits applied within 2 to 3 billing cycles. Trade-in must be in good working condition. Subject to customer and edge agreement. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com. Rankings based on RootMetrics second half 2014 U.S. National Root Score Report.
Let's tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Total with another Big Field Day artist.
It's Van from Catfish at the Bottom. We met in 2014, yep. So we were kind of retelling.
Meeting is a strong word. Strong busted him.
No,
it was a little bit. We were just
on the hump.
Day.com. Now back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
I love this. You can't touch this. 'Cause I'm a bad boo.
We hit the elevator right up to the rooftop. The bass is bumping, make me wanna stop. Yeah, we'll be drinking and nobody's up us. And we'll be kissing bodies around us. I just wanna have fun tonight.
In the morning. Busy one today, but today we get to give away another. Love doing that all week. So we'll give you another trip to head to Chicago. You will be there for Lollapalooza. All you got to do is figure out which guest take care of the rest. Your airfare, your hotel, your VIP tickets for Lollapalooza. Weekend is until the end of July, but before you go. So we'll get you all set up with that. Give you one more trip tomorrow. So we got two trips left. So one today, one tomorrow to send you to Chicago for Lollapalooza. So, our buddy Brad in with us today. He's got a brand. It's called The President's. Man, is it good. So, so good. So anyway, he'll be in here about an hour from now. We'll talk to Brad. He had one book signing last night. Oh, I didn't see how that went. And then he's got another one to Brad. He will be at the Barnes & Noble at Tyson's Corner, 7 o'clock. Be him, he will be there, but he'll be in here about an hour. I do have more tickets for you to go see Jimmy Buffett. And then I'll give you more tickets for the Quicken Loans National. Coming about a month from now. Of course, U.S. Open gets underway tonight, or today. So anyway, I'll give you those tickets a little bit later on. We do have a lot of stories that we got to get through today. A lot of stuff that today.
How did we forget about this?
The I can't put my put my fan.
No, Nicki Minaj.
Let's get into some news, please.
A white man went into the Emmanuel African Methodist Charleston, South Carolina last night during a prayer meeting and shot and killed 9 people. The shooting as a hate crime. The shooter, at this point, they were saying the suspect is a white male with sandy blonde hair and was still at large. Here's Joseph Riley Jr. He is the mayor of Charleston.
Someone could walk in a church and shoot people praying is out of hate.
41-year-old State Senator Clement, among those killed, the pastor also of that church, that a 5-year-old was able to.
Yeah, though she played dead
and survived
and managed to stay alive. But there's one little bright spot to pull out of that story today. A little 5-year-old girl was just scared. And played dead, laid on the floor, played dead.
Press conference it is set for 7:00 this morning. So
yeah, and I guess when they the initial reports were, like you said, he went in, he sat down, and the church study, the Bible study that was going on, had a gun, started shooting. At the scene, the 9th died on the way to the hospital. But I guess when he took off. And they even had canine units out that were chasing them. But then there was a report that they got that there was an explosive at the scene off and head back over there. And that's when the dude was able to just kind of see there's a full-on manhunt. They're telling everybody, just lock yourself inside. We get a little better update in the morning as to what's going on.
That church, as far back as 1816, it is the South's oldest black congregation south of Baltimore. Berkeley County was saying yesterday that the collapse of that crowded apartment balcony that killed 6 visiting and wounded 7 others appears to have been caused by rotted wood. Investigators think the wood was not properly at the time when it was constructed, which led to it being damaged by moisture.
Right.
A building built in like 2006.
Didn't they also say it was like a balcony? And I don't know what that is, but is that like one of those, like if you look up at an apartment building?
I think
building,
they call it a little sometime balcony where it's not one where
like there's not
supposed
even room for like a table or anything
that you're
out
supposed
there
to stand on. Because I had heard they were saying, I mean, maybe you could get like 6 people on there tightly.
I gotta be honest, I don't even know how you get 6 people on there.
Yeah.
It looks so small.
I'm with you. Probably meant more to be decorative or maybe to have one per. It's definitely not what a deck.
Right. Oh, or not even just like a regular like balcony that's built off of an apartment building.
Yeah. It's not. Scary moments for some workers in downtown Richmond yesterday doing work at the VCU Children's in Broad and 11th Streets and being hanging when one part of the scaffolding started to slide up to be able to be rescued by some co-workers. One taken to the as a precaution. They said it's a great thing that they had their safety harnesses and ropes there
right
to save
terrifying
them from plummeting.
That's terrible.
10-year-old Daytona Beach Shores.
Here we go.
Visiting from Georgia, they said he suffered minor cuts after he was bitten on the calf, treated and released at the waist to chest deep water when this happened.
He's 10 years old. That's not deep.
A lifeguard who was there was on. They said the beaches are going to stay open. Last week, a 10-year-old boy was bitten by a beach, so they said that's the shark bite in that county this year.
I hate to be with somebody that buys into that guy. Beach right now.
Hard to ignore it.
Oh, yes, in a big way. I don't need a beach right now.
A person in California says KFC served him a deep-fried rat this week, so he certainly looks like a rat, but KFC is a hoax, and they are fighting back. So 25-year-old Devarese Dixon was at a KFC in Los Angeles, chicken tenders, but when he bit into one, he says it was hard and rubbery. he took a picture, and again, manager, they offered him a free meal. No thanks. KFC, again, fighting back now, saying it's been. They say if you look at one of the photos, you can tell it's white chicken meat inside. And, what color is rat meat? No.
You know what? I don't know. But by the way, my rat was not there this morning.
I thought about that when I drove in. I didn't see it either.
I thought about it when I walked to my car yesterday.
Maybe he,
as I got down on the ground and looked underneath the car to see if I could see it. Whatever, dude. Whatever.
Maybe he's gone onto it.
All over yesterday.
Route?
Rat. And then when I pulled in this morning, I was, that would blind him just to see if I could see him.
Right. Come on, man. Brian Williams set to return to NBC after the end of his 6-month suspension in August, but he will not be back as the NBC Nightly News. Looks like they're going to give that spot
to. Is he going to MSNBC? I don't even know what number cable channel.
I mean, that would kind of be a natural fit. It's certainly a step down I mean, host some, like, stupid reality or whatever they were going to have him do. Remember that?
He is paid employee at MSNBC ever.
Yes, yes.
By far, right?
Yeah, yeah. What was his show? Her something or Rock Center, whatever it was, that show that they tried to give him that
never really did well.
So we could find out as later on today. Rachel Dolezal, the woman in the midst of that NAACP flap for reportedly saying that she grew up African American when she really is a Caucasian.
Right.
Apparently, she might be looking to get a reality.
Really?
She's hiring a whole publicist team.
Oh, Bravo will take her.
She wants to use all of the publicity to raise awareness about race relations.
Oh, go to hell. Mm.
The Unicorn, the nonprofit group that I guess over emojis are created into effect, has apparently rolling eyes emoji for its inclusion. So we'll have to see when Apple and Google.
Can't wait.
I heard the exclamation this morning from the other room. Finally, a taco. You called it yesterday.
An emojicon. An emojicon.
Yeah. So we'll see when that gets put into implementation. RG3 saying no ifs, ands, or buts into the press yesterday, saying it's the best that he's felt in a couple of years.
Great.
Redskins finishing up off-season workouts, and he now looks forward to the start of being confident, focused on just...
You know, he said everybody refers to off-season workouts as the grind, but he likes to call it the find. That way, right, he can find out what he's got.
Mm-hmm.
He's ready to go.
Pittsburgh Steelers announcing forms again this season. The 1934 Vinton, they play the Bengals November 1st, fourth year in a row for those.
You like those? That's only because you're a Steeler. They're very ugly. I love a throwback uniform. They're disgustingly ugly, but not like cool looking ugly. Like they're blue or ugly, but they're awesome.
This year's NBA Finals between Golden State and Cleveland TV ratings since 1998, which was Michael Jordan's last season, 18.944 million viewers.
That's massive.
City of Chicago holding their Stanley Cup victory parade and Raptors. It kicks off at 10 o'clock. Chicago will be held at Soldier Field. They 2 million people to show up for that.
Oh, God. Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be great to be going to a big team?
A day after putting up 20, the Nats only got two base hits, shut out by Tampa 5-0. They'll wrap up that series tonight. Mark Doug Fister making his patient this evening. Steven Strasburg threw his rehab game yesterday in Harrisburg. 5 runs. He struck out 6 hits on 71 pitches. Harrisburg lost the game, falling to the Flying Squirrels 4-3.
Yeah, no, the Squirrels were thrilled. They won the game, but they were like, this is against a pitcher like Strasburg.
Now he could next week. Orioles keep beating the Phillies 6-4. They'll play again today at 1 o'clock in Philadelphia. The U.S. national team now know they're a face-off against Colombia.
Is that good for us?
I mean, Colombia, well, obviously we had the relative call.
Oh, that's right! Yeah. Wait, was it her cousin? Was it?
Yeah,
that played for Colombia. That's right, I totally forgot about that.
So the program has definitely turned around.
On paper. We should.
Yes, and that's obviously, it'll be a rematch where at the Olympics where that girl punched Abby.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Same team.
So there's history between the two.
Oh, so that
teams
could be good night, right? They'll go at it on Monday night. You know which game I watched a little bit of last night? It's not, but then they were explaining during the buddy that mattered. I was watching Brazil. Boring game. But they didn't play. Well, they late in the game. But they knew they were going. Like none of the, I know Marta's name, but like all their stars, they benched everybody.
Yeah, Columbia game. And next to Maryland, who's
their cousin girl.
Called. She has a massive black eye now.
Oh, does she really?
Yeah.
From what she did, like take an elbow or something?
That's hot.
Black eye? That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And some good video going around of Gilbert Arenas. Did you see him smashing the Mercedes?
Dude, I believe the video's a little...
2014.
He takes and bashes it into that car. Well, she did throw his computer in the... Didn't know his Netflix password on his computer.
Yeah.
So he wasn't able to get... So he went out in the yard, picked up and threw it up against the her Mercedes, which he bought, and just bashed the Hades.
Not having access to his Netflix password, obviously, because of the problem with the computer sitting at the bottom of the pool. Saved.
Could you?
You take a person's Netflix away, nothing else matters.
Oh. By the way, though, could you... how do you throw a computer in the pool?
First of all,
I don't get picking up your own car.
Of course not. Problems. Like, she also broke, like, 34 windows in his house. It's like, how many windows did you have left?
Wait a minute. She broke out 30 houses?
That's why, that was another one. She throws his laptop into the pool and those. They're having
nice.
So, I mean, he's got a one-upper.
So
and then she did the Netflix thing.
Bash up the car. Wait, but, like, I know the video, I don't know how old the video is.
They said it was from 2014.
Is that the house that's over off River Road, outside of D.C.?
They said this isn't important.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
34. Oh, my God. I don't even know. Duck your head and walk out of the house.
That's a look at news and sports.
XL 102.
What's the next best thing to new? Certified used from McGeorge Toyota. We're offering incredible deals on what is on what. Atlantic's largest selections of certified pre-owned vehicles, including 2014 Toyota Corolla starting at just $14,495 and 2014 Toyota Camry LEs starting at just $15,683. That's two like under $16,000. You just tags and $595 processing fee. Plus, special 2.9% APR available with approved credit through TF. And every vehicle is backed by the McGeorge Certified Vehicle Promise, which gives you state inspection, 1 year of free oil changes, and a 6-month pre-owned guarantee. So if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle you can trust, hurry into the McGeorge Center at 7705 West Broad Street and McGeorgeToyota.com. McGeorge Toyota, with over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day. Say it.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elling on XL 102.
You were stuck in to get you out. I laid at you and pulled you close. Two of us went up and broke. Love isn't all that it seems. I did.
Tonight, first time winners, I need you please. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. First-time winners, I'm going to say Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reef. 866-2-L6-235-5468.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
64 westbound, right near the Laburnum. Reports of a collision that currently has your left pretty much right under the overpass there. Nothing on 90, though. We do have a clearing of an early morning. Commerce Road at Bells Road.
Home builder or commercial contractor running a construction trailer or an entire building covered. Temp Power has quiet trailer-mounted and portable generators up to 500,000 watts. Temp Power also carries light towers so you can work regardless of weather. On-site diesel fuel deliveries, too. It's Temp Power for everything. Temp-power.net. 308-3414. 308-3414.
Going fast is impressive, but performing over the more impressive. And for that, there's STP. STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner in your tank helps remove power rotting deposits and keep your engine running better longer. Because greatness isn't seconds. True greatness. STP. In for the long haul.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with patient provides relief for foot and wetness. Its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops itch.
Fletcher, be honest with you. You think that if I were to tell you, put a couple supplies in this tiny backpack because I'm going to throw you on an island by yourself. Do you think you could actually make that?
No, I couldn't make it on Brown. I need a hotel. This entire concept, by the way.
Which is History's new show, Alone. And I want to call them maniacs. They are self-proclaimed wilderness experts. Are on Vancouver Island. No cameraman, no company.
It's just them. And they're shooting everything themselves, which will be super unique.
And they've got to make it. They've got to find shelter and food and fire in these damp settings.
Yeah, and the predators. You're not eating whatever island, the mountain lion.
The goal is that there's only going to be one person to make it. The show is called Alone. When can we catch it?
We're tonight at 10 o'clock in Central on History.
It's 0% financing on tour days. Sedona's. No payments for 3 months and 100 gallons of gas. Only at Pearson Cucumbers on a sales event. 0% for predicting savings. No payments for 3 months is bigger savings. And 100 gallons of gas is big gas savings. So stop by today and make this your best. 8301 WestRockia.net. Subject to credit approval. Gas $20. All new car purchases meet eligibility requirements. Anticipate sale ends July 6, 2015.
I'm the creator of Burn Notice.
Some measure necessary to do the job. You take that outside the hospital, and there will be
a new original series. Confidence tonight at 9, 8 Central on you.
Come together at IHOP for new summer stacks. Three summer-inspired pancakes like rich and decadent blackberry peach cobbler, sweet and creamy bananas, blueberry lemonade. Try IHOP for stacks today. Oh, so affordable and only here for summer. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Appreciate him this Father's Day. Gift those. You'll find big savings on like a DeWalt 20-volt cordless drill, now only $99. Plus a 12-gallon shop vac for only $49. So hurry into Lowe's this Father's Day and save on something he'll never stop improving. Valid 6/17 through 6/22. While supply due. Supplies last on item 503-549-713 only. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. U.S. owned. Best owned.
Back to Elliot in the Morning. Two.
Son of a sailor, I went out on this adventure, expanding the view of the crew like a man just released from indenture. For her dreams and a traveling man, I have chatted out, read dozens of books about, and I learned much both lives. Son of a son. Son of a son, son of a son.
866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
This is Joe. I'm doing great.
Excellent. And Joe, what'd you end up doing last?
I'm not too much. Just made breakfast for dinner.
You know, a little breakfast for dinner. Good for you. Good for you. All right, dude. Well, listen, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. I'd like to send you to go see Jimmy Buffer Band. That show is going to be on Saturday night. So if you can hold tight, want some info from you and you go enjoy the show.
All right, perfect. Thanks.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold on 1 second for me, please. And then let me go up here. Hi, Elliot in the Morning. Wrong thing. Here we go. In the morning.
Hey, is this me?
There we are. Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Matt.
Matt, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. What did you end up doing last night?
I just worked on some real estate and a new dock bar that just got redone and opened up.
Dude, awesome. That sounds awesome. That sounds great. Sit outside a little bit and call it a night.
Absolutely.
God, does that sound awesome. Hey,
Sure.
Last time you lost your cell phone was when?
Last time I did what? I'm sorry. I just lost my cell phone 3 days ago. I actually just had to order a new one.
Oh, crap. I'm sorry. Let me this, though. Did you need to, find my phone or anything like that? Did you try any way to track your phone down and see where it was?
No. It's just such a pain. I just called the engineer.
So you were just like, you know what? Screw it. F it. It's done. It's over with.
Right, absolutely.
But now, Diane, let me go back to when you left your phone at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And did you, if somebody had it, what would you have done? Let's say it's some random neighborhood.
My satisfaction to see, that it was, I believe, stolen. So
right. You wouldn't have tried to if you saw it was in just some neighborhood.
Right.
Would you have gone there to try to? No.
No.
No. Would you have called the cops to get the phone?
No, because I think that would probably be a waste of time.
Are you supposed to call the cops? Are you supposed, if you call, listen, I lost case. I put it down somewhere. I can't find it. I tracked it, and I know this neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's not in the building where you left it, but it's it looks like it's in a neighborhood.
I get the sense that the cops wouldn't.
Well, it's stolen property.
I know, but to me, low on a priority list for that. I wouldn't do it.
So you wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
Just
left it somewhere where you would.
Yeah.
Have you ever lost yours?
I lost a phone 10 years ago, yeah.
Did you, find my phone and all that back then? So you couldn't even track it?
No. Okay, in a cab.
And then that was it?
Yeah.
And you didn't try to, at that point, you're not going back to try to find it. When'd you lose yours? You just lost it this... Wait, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, dude. Let me get you your tickets. You just lost your phone on Saturday?
She left it in an Uber.
But wait, how did you get it back? Oh, so you called the Uber guy.
Yeah.
I gotcha. But you did track your phone. If it was just in some random where you try to find it? But
she kind of had the idea that if she had continuously moving. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I was reading a story yesterday. I'll tell you this, right? I got a bad ending. So I was reading the story yesterday. It's actually a guy out of Canada, in Ontario. So anyway, then he had his phone stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And so he tracked his phone, tracked his Find My iPhone or whatever it was. So he ends up tracking it, and it shows up at somebody's house to see if you can, if he can get his phone back. So he shows up, and there's a couple of guys, and he shows up to get his phone. Anyway, the guy ends up getting shot and killed by the dudes who took his phone. And they, cops shooting, and it turns out that they his phone, the guys just end up, and they end up taking off. So, but then I started reading like all the comments and just like follow up pieces. And it seems really split on whether, obviously they'll tell you it's somebody's house, but I bet people, I gotta be honest, I mean, I've never lost my phone. Like, show up and knock on somebody's door and
you
go.
You would?
I would, but I.
No way.
I think I might. Thank you for finding this. I think it fell out of my pocket.
No.
That way it gives them an out.
Poor kid got killed.
I understand that. But you don't think you're going to end up getting shot and kind of get your phone back.
Maybe not killed. You're getting the crap beaten out of you.
You don't know that. That's why if you go, thanks for finding this. No, they probably give it back to you.
Really?
I believe people are good.
Okay.
They give it back to you. Not in this case, maybe. They talked myself out of it. Maybe I.
If anything, I think this story like reinforces why you shouldn't do that.
But don't you agree? People do that all the time. I bet people go try to find their phone.
Yeah, if they're at like a bar, restaurant, or a store. I don't know if someone's going to a home.
Oh, I bet that happens a lot.
You're gonna just go like drive like 20 minutes away if you see, you know, in some neighborhood. You would do that?
I'd want to.
It's so damn dangerous.
Yeah, but it's also really expensive to start changing everything.
Just turn it off.
Yes, to find their phone dies.
It's an expensive lesson, but yeah, just wipe it clean.
Probably you wouldn't anticipate that you're going. This kid didn't go over there.
Yeah, but I hope he expected a confrontation.
Confrontation?
The phone is in someone's house. That person knows it's not their phone.
Yeah, and you're basically
but that's why you're out right off the bat and go, hey, look, I dropped my phone. It's tracked here. Did you happen to pick it?
What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry then.
Okay, so it was a huge waste of time.
No. I mean, at least you tried. Well, I'm starting swinging.
You're going to be pissed because you're going to look at the person and know that they're lying. You think the cops are going to do that?
Stolen property.
I also went through and read comments that people posted on that story. And they said the same. Cops don't have time for something like that. I mean, I don't know if they live in a city where the cops are super busy. I mean,
right.
You would think that they are.
Ontario's a decent-sized town.
But it's just not a guarantee that they're going to come and...
Yeah, but they know my store property is right there.
Sorry, sir, you should have phoned.
I tried to, but they stole it from me.
Click.
Hello? Are you calling the cops?
I also assume they have
other
better
stuff
to
do.
Because they hope...
Yes, but let them tell you that.
I'd rather better attitude from them.
Well, that's not attitude. I want to report some stuff. I got mugged and they took my computer.
Yeah.
The cops said, you should file a police report. Chance to find that computer.
Right.
But you should.
More for like insurance purposes?
Yes. I did not go follow through and find
the... But you're going to go bow up to some stranger who you think has your phone.
I bet that happens all the time. Take advantage of them. They don't want their crap stolen.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to go get it back.
It's like what Tyler said. Think of the scenario where you can use your, you know, money is somewhere in this place where I left it, or two bars down from
where. Right, though? Well, she just called the Uber driver. If he would have said, no, I don't have it, wasn't, somebody picked it up and took it to a house. Are you going? Probably not.
It's too dangerous.
Wait out on the street, you see the person walk out and go, did you pick up a phone? I lost mine. It seems like it was tracked here.
And they're holding your phone in their hand. Nope.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Time wasted.
This is a nice person, though, who just picked up.
I don't know if it's worth it that you take that risk.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hey, who's this?
This one.
Good, what's going on, dude?
Hey, bud. Hey, I'm the guy that actually finds back to the people, man.
See, thank you. Rudy would hook you up.
Huh? Yeah, I do, man. Believe it or not, Elliot, I have 3 phones this week so far.
What do you do
this
for a
week?
Living that you found 3 phones this week?
I drive back and forth to Virginia every day, and
so do I.
I find little. I just have an eye for that kind of stuff.
Elliot, no, had bone in possession because he's wee.
This week I found two phones. Well, one worked. The other one, face was all crap, working more. Yesterday I found a Washington Metro Transit Authority.
Hey, so but now let me ask you this: what do you do with the phones?
Well, let's see. What would I do is I go go into my info, and I try to find call them up.
Right. Right.
I said, okay, I'll lose your phone, and I guess it's just on the phone or another number they have, and they said, yeah, matter of fact. And they said, well, how can I go about getting it back? I said, well, I've worked for Virginia and Maryland, and I can either go away home or you come to my place, and I'll come to you. And, it's usually, I don't expect the things I do, but